This beret is obviously in two sections that we will refer to as Section A and Section B. Section A will be measures 1 through 8, which will be repeated. Then Section B will pick up at measure 9. It'll have some pickup notes and go through measure 24. Section B will also be repeated. As we go along, I will point these measure numbers out again and also any pickup notes that are associated with getting into each section. So let's start with Section A. Like I said, it's 8 measures long. Here are its first 4 measures. So let's start with the first 2 measures. Here they are. What stands out about this particular piece of music is what we call counterpoint. That's where the right hand is playing one melody, and the left hand is playing another melody. And yet when you put them both together, they don't seem to clash with one another. And part of what's going on here is they're both following an underlying chord progression. But during this time period in music, which is called the Baroque period, it was kind of, I don't know, blasé just to hit the chord. And it was really cool to come up with a counterpoint for your left hand. Bach could get as many as 3 or 4 counterpoints going simultaneously between his 2 hands and the pedals of the organ. This only has 2 voices going on. So let's take a look at these first 2 measures, including their pickup notes that lead into it. So right hand, we will start on the E above middle C with our 3rd, and then play the F sharp above that with our 4th. Left hand, we will descend G F sharp. This is the G2 below middle C with the 3rd, and then the F sharp below that with the 4th. These will hit the right hand's E F sharp. So what you get is this. And we call this contrary motion because they're moving in 2 different directions. The right hand is moving up, the left hand is moving down. That's the pickup notes. Then at measure 1, we have this. Right hand, this is the G above middle C with the 5th, which is the logical conclusion of the 2 tones prior. Left hand, this is the E2 below middle C with our 5th. And both hands will play these staccato. The prior 2 notes were legato, which means smooth and connected. But those 2 that we end up on are short, and we call those staccato. Then we have this. Right hand, this is the F sharp above middle C with your 4th, followed by the E below that with your 3rd. Left hand with it, you'll play the A2 below middle C, which should be under your 2nd. Left hand, this will be staccato, but right hand, your legato. So what I'll do is I'll pick up that A right after I hit the F sharp in the right hand. Then I go to the E, then right hand will play the D sharp right under our 2nd, with the left hand will play the B under our 1st. Both will be staccato. So far we have this. Next, to finish measure 1, we have this. So right hand, this is legato, E to F sharp, fingers 3 and 4. Left hand, this is the staccato A under your 2nd finger. Then in measure 2, right hand will play the B below middle C with our 1st. With it, left hand will play the G under our 3rd finger, staccato. But notice the right hand is holding its note out because it's still legato. Then we'll have this. Right hand, that is middle C sharp, and then the D sharp above it, fingers 2 and 3, they are legato. With the left hand, we play the F sharp under our 4th, staccato. And then both hands return to staccato. Right hand, this is the E above middle C with our 4th. Left hand, this is the E under our 5th finger. So the E2 below, both is staccato. Then to wrap it, measure 2, we have this. Right hand, this is a legato D to C, and that's the D right under your 3rd, and then the C under your 2nd, and that would be middle C. With the left hand, we're playing the F sharp under our 3rd, staccato. And that gets us through measure 2 of Section A. So now let's see what's next.